In the studio with me, I have Sean Byrne. Hello, Sean.
Hi, Paul.
And we're going to be talking about the Dash Outside In Commission that you have at Walsall as well. We'll touch on a load of other things as well.
I'm sure we will.
Hopefully. So, first of all, tell us, it's at Walsall New Art Gallery, or New Art Gallery Walsall, or whatever the acronym we want to use.
I think it's TNAGW.
The New Art Gallery Walsall. Yeah. There you go, the New Art Gallery Walsall. If I keep saying it, I might remember it myself. And so... It's not a traditional commission in the sense you're not being commissioned to make something to hang on a wall. Explain what it is.
Well, what it is, it's the official blurb, if you like, is it's a journey, and which I quite like. So I am there. I'm there on and off over the next 13 months. So it's quite long term. It's about me. It's about the people of Walsall. It's about the gallery. It's about working with Dash as well. And it's really... it's exploring. So you're right in saying there isn't a commission, there isn't a thing that will be made at the end of it. But actually, over these 13 months, I'm there just now for a couple of weeks. I'm coming back in September for a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to be there next spring for a couple of months. And obviously, in between, I'll be kind of popping in and out and the rest of it. But it is a journey. It's about me. It's about... I live with long-term mental illness, and it's about other people. It's about exploring all this over time, exploring it across art forms. So I do write, I do perform, I use film, sound, all the rest of it. So there will be things that I make, there will be things that I do, there will be tiny little wee things, there will be bigger things, but it isn't a commission. It isn't, I'm going to make this thing. But over those periods of time, I'll be in the studio. I'll be out and about around Walsall, the surrounding area, talking to folk, filming, recording things, writing, looking, dreaming, responding to whatever I find.
And so you're coming to the end of your first 2 weeks. Give us a concrete example of what you've done in the last 2 weeks.
Well, the most important thing I did, I turned up. The first thing I did was I recorded the sound of cracking up. So we have immediately outside the gallery, we have ice. So we have the canal, and there's a marina, and there were swans on the first day. So the ice was just forming. So there's one ice. There was one swan on the ice, and the other one was trying desperately to get onto the ice. And basically, the ice was cracking up. Mm-hmm. So that's how I think, or that's where I start. So I recorded the sound of cracking up. I then went for a quick walk. 3 minutes from the gallery, you have an official Metropolitan Borough plaque dedicated to the famous anarchist Deakin who lived here. So I've been out and about looking, listening, thinking, filming, daydreaming, all the rest of it, talking to people, Walsall Service Users Empowerment Group, talking to the Shout Festival, who are based in Birmingham, talking to loads of different folk, filming, recording, all that kind of thing, looking for things. Some of the stuff I'm looking for, I've been looking for the mad words. So on the wee alleyway through to the bus station, you have Psycho Was. Someone's written that up. On Leicester Street, you've got Mad as a tag. So I've been reading the local paper, if that's the right word for it. Some very interesting views. I've been going to the local history centre, going to the local museum. They have a Your History Corner, and actually next spring that will become an Our History Corner. So that will be creating stuff. Historically accurate stuff and historically inaccurate stuff around mental health, mental illness. Or as I learnt, I was performing in Manchester last week, I am a mental health consumer. Mm-hmm. So a lot of my work, as you might guess, is about language, is about these top-down narratives, so official narratives. So it may be political language, it may be the press, it may be psychiatry in particular, and about challenging that. So that's what I've been up to, meeting loads of folk, recording, documenting, coming up with ideas. I've been making nut cases, so pill boxes with various nuts in. I've been collecting marbles and handing them out to people and asking them not to lose them. I hope on the 16th of September, when we launch this project officially, we'll have a giant game of marbles on the ground floor of the gallery. But let's see.
And so... this commission, because it's quite different to the other two commissions of Dash, in the sense that one of them is going to be in Wolverhampton Art Gallery, and it's going to be quite a concrete thing, and then similar in New Oriel Davies Gallery in Newtown.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a kind of live art performance kind of thing. Why do you like, have you enjoyed this one, and what kind of freedom is it giving you that is both a surprise to you and a revelation to the gallery?
Well, I have enjoyed it, yes, or I've enjoyed it so far, although as I'm not surprised.